10-year-old Sammy Gillespie chops at the air against an imaginary opponent, his movements calculated but swift. His bare feet slap against the tile of his living room floor in Tampa as he practices his traditional form in preparation for this year's World Karate Competition, where he'll represent Team USA.
I just focus in my mind to be intense, have enough power. So, I know, I'm very exhausted. That's what you're supposed to be when you finish the traditional form. Good one.
Sammy's been doing karate since he was 4, but says he's picked up more than just moves along the way.
I like it because it teaches you discipline, self-control, a lot of other stuff like that.
To wow the judges at competitions, Sammy says it takes more than just going through the motions.
I have to be strong, like I have to have intensity, I have to be strong, so it's not just doing the form.
Judging by the dozens of medals and trophies in his room, this recipe works and has earned him 1 of 4 spots at this year's World Karate Competition in Orlando, where he'll take on karate masters from 27 countries. For Sammy, repetition is key. That means a summer of karate lessons and rearranging the living room in his house for practice space.
I just practice and practice.
That's where Sammy's sensei, or coach, John Agello, comes in. He's been working with Sammy for 3 years and was there when Sammy became a black belt at age 9. John says physically, Sammy was ready from day one. It was his emotional toughness that took some time.
So the first thing I had to do with Sammy is really strengthen him from the inside out so that he could prepare his mind and his body for, okay, this is what we're going to have to do to get to that level, and are we willing to put that kind of work in?
Sammy's mom, Aisha Gillespie, calls Sensei John a blessing. She says his impact has reached far beyond the karate mat.
Since Sammy has been in his school, Sammy just shined, and his personality took actually to the next level.
She's thrilled with Sammy's success, but is more concerned with Sammy's happiness than a gold medal around his neck.
For us, it doesn't matter. Either he wins or he loses, we're happy. And as long as he can do, next time he will do better. And as long as we're together and he's enjoying it, that's all that matters.
When Sammy talks about karate, he is serious, composed. But he admits that when he thinks about the upcoming world competition, he gets butterflies in his stomach.
I'm like, okay, so I'm representing my country. I have to be really good.
Come November, Sammy, who weighs in at 80 pounds, will face opponents up to 7 years his senior in some events. But he doesn't dwell on this detail.
I just do what I love. I don't get down from anybody.
Sensei John says this perseverance is the most important thing he teaches.
When someone hands something to you, it's taken for granted. But when you got to scratch your way up from the bottom, when everything you do has to be worked for, exponentially worked for, just to reach that next level, I think what you take away from it is just, it's part of your life now. You can always look back on it and say, well, I handled that. I was successful with that. I can handle this new challenge.
With that in mind, Sammy told me his advice to all the other karate kids out there who dream big like he does.
Just keep on trying. Just never get discouraged. Just keep practicing, trying to get better, trying to persevere.
Sammy hopes that one day this perseverance will get him to the Olympics. Tessa Wiseman, WUSF 89.7 News.